This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Center for Health Improvement is strongly encouraging Arkansas families to forego large gatherings over the Thanksgiving holiday and to celebrate only with household members, joining extended family by telephone or video to avoid contracting or spreading COVID-19. But for those who insist on traveling to family gatherings, ACHI President and CEO Dr. Joe Thompson issued guidance to reporters at a press conference held late yesterday.
If weather permits, and I'm hopeful that the good weather that we've been having will hold, consider eating outside. Don't share serving utensils. Have an individual assigned to wear a mask and to serve everyone so that you're not transferring potential virus by having folks go down the line, as is so true in many of our family events at Thanksgiving and other times. Limit the length of time for the event. Have it be a shorter event, not an all-day event that increases your exposure. Maintain as much distance as possible. Wear masks, even if it's your loved ones, your cousins.
According to the Arkansas Department of Health, in Arkansas, the virus is spreading into communities from social and community gatherings, including churches, which is why Thompson says families should prepare, starting this weekend, on risk reduction strategies to safely celebrate the holiday.
And if you don't agree, consider not participating. Start restricting unnecessary activity so that you minimize your exposure. Prior to travel, if you're traveling at the end of next week, get a COVID-19 test. If you're not traveling and you're in your environment on Monday of Thanksgiving week, get a COVID-19 test. And then on Thanksgiving, have a plan to execute the following 10 easy steps to help reduce risk. So let's go to those steps. First, limit your group to 10 or fewer if possible. We know the larger number of people increases the chance that somebody could bring COVID into your environment. Anyone with cold-like symptoms, fever, headache, cough, and particularly loss of taste or smell should not attend. They could have COVID. For individuals that have those chronic conditions, diabetes, kidney failure, COPD, asthma, congestive heart failure, we have a full list that leads to increased hospitalizations and increased likelihoods of death. Safeguard those individuals. Do not bring home individuals from the nursing home for the day because of the potential for exposure.
COVID-19 transmission is rising across the state, including rural communities, which had seemed immune. Thompson says that results in record numbers of new infections, hospitalizations, and deaths.
I fear that we're going to top 2,000 new cases before the week's end and 3,000 new cases soon within the next several days. When we look at these cases, they turn into real risk, and this is statewide. We track the risk by our trauma systems. We organize the trauma system for smaller hospitals to refer to larger hospitals. And these are the number of new active cases per 1,000 residents in each of our trauma systems. 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, it was one or two per 1,000 residents. Now we're at 4 to 6. And on the next slide, you can see the direction that each trauma system is moving. We're all going in the wrong direction with rapid spread among our rural community.
Thompson showed another slide at yesterday's press conference, this one of a color-coded map of affected school districts, red, indicating the highest infection rate in associated communities.
We've gone from 13 red school districts at the beginning of October to now 48 that are either red or in the most extreme concentration, purple. These are infections in the community that place the schools at risk from which students come from, school personnel comes from. So under both our hospital scenario and our school scenario, the risk is becoming broad, widespread, and it represents a real threat as we come together for Thanksgiving.
To learn more about what you, your family, and friends can do to celebrate a safe Thanksgiving, visit achi.net/givethanks.covid.